It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning. This is Bill Anderson, and this is Under Your Home with DryZone. Jason, he's out and about. I think he had some vacation time coming, so I know he's using it. However, this morning I am being joined with Chuck, and Chuck, you're from Ben Franklin.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell our listeners who Ben Franklin is, and then we're going to kind of get into some of our numbers and all of our good stuff. What is Ben Franklin?
Ben Franklin is actually, what we do is actually, it's a franchise-owned company. We're all over the United States and Canada-wide. We actually do all your plumbing and heating, and, well, we do all the plumbing, but we do a whole house evaluation and stuff like that, you know, I mean, to see if you got any mold or anything like that. We bring in the whole house evaluation. We actually take care and look for different things in your house. I mean, while we're looking at your problem with your plumbing.
Okay, good. So, I mean, you know, you take care of more than just, hey, I got a leak, you know, in this pipe or whatever.
Right. We actually do, like I said, you know, we look at your whole house. We actually spend time with you versus other companies. We want to spend time with you and become a friend with you. We actually want you to understand, you know, I mean, on first name basis with us, and we want, your house is a big investment. We want to make sure it's everything safe and everything's working properly for you. So we actually just keep double checking everything. And then if we find something, we actually take pictures of it and we show it to you, because most people don't go in crawl spaces. Most people don't go in their attics and stuff. And we show you all the information that we see.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's actually kind of neat, because that's very similar between the companies. Like when a homeowner asks us out, we do basically that exact same process, you know, because it's funny, it's amazing how many homeowners that I meet that when we go out there, it's like, well, this company A was out 3 years ago and they did some structural work, but I don't know what it looks like. I don't really know what they did. I just know they did something. And I'm like, you don't know what they did? And she was like, no, I think they did some jacking or something. So we'll go underneath there and they'll take like a couple 4x4s or whatever and try to beat it into the dirt. And that's now fallen over because the ground got soft or whatever. So, yeah, I mean,
we see a lot of that. And we also have a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, my guy came out disterminating everything. He said he didn't see nothing. And then we go in there and we show our pictures, you know, where the floor is rotten in from the toilet seal leaking because you didn't see it above. Stuff, all kinds of stuff like that. You know, I mean, and people don't know because, you know, they don't go underneath there and look, and they don't go in the attics and look. It's just little crazy things like that. You know, I mean, you know, we check out and then let people know what we're looking at.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and start giving out our numbers. I'll let you go first since you're the guest.
Okay. Our number is 1-888-867-5309.
And do you have a website you can send people to?
My website is actually Chuck, C-H-E-C-K, dot knock, N-O-C-K, BenFranklinPlumbing.com.
Perfect. So we're going to give you DryZone's information here. It's 1-855-DryZone. That's 1-855-DryZone. You can reach us locally at 302-684-5034, and you can always catch us on the web at dryzone.com. So, Chuck, I asked you here this morning, and like once again, I appreciate you getting up because I know that 6:30 in the morning is tough. So, a lot of the guys who came on the show, they've been really nice about getting here. So I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.
I've actually known Chuck for a while, right? When I was doing crawl spaces way back in the day, I knew Chuck when he was working for a different plumber, and I haven't seen him for years, right? I mean, it's been like five or six years or whatever.
Easy.
And I saw you at a home show. Actually, it was a Salisbury home show.
Yeah, Salisbury.
So when, you know, I saw you, we started talking, you know, about trying to form relationships. And it's just like when we've had other folks, like we do active pest control, they come in and they do a pre-inspection for us to basically certify that the foundation has no termites.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, like there's a lot of times we go into crawl spaces and it's amazing when we're in there encapsulating it, conditioning it, you know, how many leaks our guys actually find in plumbing. I had no idea that those things leaked like that. I just figured that if you had a plumbing leak, it eventually burst and, you know, you knew about it real quick, but these were leaks that look like they've been going on for 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah. We see a lot of that, and that's one of the things where Ben Franklin, like I said, you know, I mean, everything we do, I mean, I didn't really say that in the beginning, but everything we do, we have a 2-year warranty with everything we do. So in other words, if we fix a repair, it's going to be fixed the correct way. So because we back it for 2 years, you know, I mean, it's not like most plumbers, you know, I mean, only 90 days, you know, I mean, to a year. We actually give a 2-year warranty with it because we know we're going to do it right the first time, you know, I mean, and we go in there and we see a lot of guys going in there and doing patches and patches. Well, that ends up being a lot of more money on the customer, you know what I mean? So we give them their options. If they want us to patch it, that's fine, but you know what I mean? We don't
what do you
like
mean by patch? Because
a lot of times you'll see a lot of things where, especially like people has a galvanized water lines in an old house, you'll see compression couplings on it. Well, that compression coupling, I mean, actually what it does, it actually, like a nut, it actually seals down a washer. What happens to that, if you get some, open a faucet real quick and then shut it, it's called like a water hammer. Well, they can explode and start leaking. If we do it, we recommend, I mean, being it's galvanized and being galvanized rust out so bad, we recommend replacing the house, all the plumbing in the house. But we go through everything with the customer and explain to them. And we also explain to them, you know, I mean, you're going to keep actually paying repair after repair. And if that's what they want, that's fine. But you know, I mean, we also give them the options. Well, let's do this one section and then we'll do it sections at a time or however we got to do it. But we want to get rid. We don't want to keep going back for the same call. And where we give a 2-year warranty, we want it done correctly. And we're going to, you know, advise the customer, you know, the right way and what we can do and what we can't do.
So if they do have a problem, you guys just come back out.
Yeah, it's hard to hold that warranty, you know, I mean, when you know what's going to happen, you know, I mean, and most people don't tell people it's, you know, I mean, yeah, we got it fixed now, but you know, I mean, it's probably going to break on you in a year or two
if you don't fix it correctly.
If you don't fix it correctly. Well, yeah. We like the customer to know what's going on.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we want them to know that this is what you got. You know, I mean, this is what's going to solve it permanently. This is what's going to, you know, I mean, be a patch or and keep it going for you.
Chuck, one of the nicest parts about that is that you guys cover, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you cover almost the exact same territory we do, right?
We do.
So,
we do.
Peninsula-wide.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, we go from Wilmington down to Virginia and then Bay to Bay.
Yep.
And it's amazing, the more I talk to other businesses, how small they actually keep their territories. There's some plumbers that we've talked to in the past that, literally, if you go outside of, like, Milford to Dover is as far as they go. And, I mean, as far west as maybe Harrington, you know, so that's a small area.
Well, the thing is about, like I said, we're a franchise owned company. Even when we do cover the whole peninsula, there's other branches that actually owns in other parts of the franchise up in the Wilmington area. And of course, we got the Jesters that run actually are down towards Accomack area. And then we got Donna that's in Milford area too. And, you know, I mean, we got them all over the United States and Canada. So if we can't get to you, one of our other branches actually could get to you. I mean, so we all work together. Another good thing about Ben Franklin is because we are a franchise, we actually have meetings Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in our office for all of our techs. And anything new technology comes out or anything that's going to save a customer money, between all of us, it's known and we get emails about it and we learn about it. You know what I mean? So we try to keep everybody up with the energy savings and everything else, with geothermals and everything else. You know what I mean?
Now, do you guys do geothermals?
We do not. Our one-hour division, we also have a one-hour division. They do the geothermals.
Okay.
And we also have a Sparky division that does electric out of our office. So, you know, I mean, pretty much when we go there, we're looking to make sure everything's satisfied for a customer, make sure, you know, I mean, they ain't got no problems. And if we do see something with ductwork or something, we actually refer our one-hour guys to them, and they'll come out to them because we were already there for free.
Sure.
I mean, same thing with our electric. You know, I mean, they'll come out there for them for free.
Okay.
Just to see what they're going on, you know, I mean, and give them evaluation what they need to do to repair the problem.
You'd be surprised, Chuck, and maybe you don't, but how many people actually ask us for referrals? So many homeowners, especially the ones that are transplants.
Yeah.
You know, they're down here for a couple of weekends, they're planning on moving down here in the future, and they don't know who to call. And that's the reason why, like I said, when we started this radio show, I wanted to talk about education, but I wanted to talk to, only wanted to bring out what I thought was the best.
Right.
Okay. Because, you know, there's a lot of other different medias out there, and they'll have, like, Ask the Experts and all this other stuff. Well, it's not Ask the Expert, it's Ask the Sponsor.
Right.
Really. I mean, because as long as you put enough money in it, they're going to sponsor you.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
So you can call yourself an expert, and people are sitting there looking at it, trusting, you know, these different type of stations and all that. So, you know, really, before the management here at the radio stations decide to let us host our show, I think they needed to really do a fair amount of research. And I know Troy Hill, he actually did. I mean, he actually put forth the effort, found out about us, and, you know, he always asked me who we're bringing on, so that way it's not, you know, Ask the Sponsor. Because,
right,
like I said, I mean, it's, you're not paying to be here, you know what I mean?
Right.
I want to bring people who I feel that truly understand plumbing and heating and energy and electrical and just all of those ever different trades that we work with in here.
And like you, Bill, you know, I mean, we want to spend time with our customers. We don't want them just as customers, you know what I mean? And I know you're the same way. We want them as our friend, you know what I mean? They want, so if they have a problem, they know they can, okay, here's the number, I'm going to call Ben. We're going to be able to tell them, and they know we're telling the truth, and, you know, we're going to be there to answer the phone 24/7 days a week.
Like I said, that's the nicest part about our two companies. Yep. Is we have 24-hour service, you guys have 24-hour service. Now, how does yours work?
Ours works only 24 hours. We're open 24 hours a day. Our after hours don't start till 5 o'clock on Monday through Saturday. Saturday actually is a regular work day for our company.
Wow.
From 7 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a regular work day for us. And unlike other companies, each we have what we call windows. You book your windows. We have a standby window. We have an emergency window. So, you know what I mean? You don't have to pay a $99 visit to come out unless it's emergency. You know what I mean? We don't have, you know, I mean, one set fee. It's up to the customer. If it's a clogged toilet, say, and they got four other toilets, nobody's going to want to pay $99 to come out. That's just ridiculous. So we have different windows. And that helps everybody out in the process, especially when, you know, I mean, summertime and on Saturdays, we're a regular work day. So, you know what I mean, everybody that comes down and has rental properties and stuff and houses in the summertime, they don't have time to take off work during the week. So that's why we left with Saturday a regular work day. I mean, that's why we guys are all the way out there just like a regular work day on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, I didn't even know that was even an option, so I'm actually glad about that because we all know what Murphy's Law is, right?
Oh, yeah. We always have somebody in the office. You always talk to somebody. I mean, and if you call the answer service, all Mac it goes to all the managers, all the owners to get the call. So you're guaranteed to get a phone call back.
Yeah, I mean, with our company, the way it works is if you call our office number after hours, it prompts you to basically go forward with an emergency call.
Right.
And it actually, you don't talk to a person. You simply leave a message, and then that message gets transferred right to my cell phone, and then my production manager's, and then my business partner's phone. So at the end of the day, like you just said, you're going to talk to a manager.
Yeah, the odds of you not being able to be called back is very slim because everybody's getting the call at the same time. So, you know what I mean? You may end up getting being called twice, you know, because everybody's going to make sure you get called back.
Sure. See, now ours, the way it works is if I don't answer my phone, it automatically goes to Kenny. Okay. Kenny doesn't answer the phone, it automatically goes to Gary. And we're never going to let it go to Gary.
See, I mean, it goes strictly to all the managers, so that's why we know you're going to be called back. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and you may be called back twice. We just do not want to, we want to make sure the customer knows we're here for them.
So what's a typical emergency call for you guys?
Right now, because we're so dry, it's been well pumps.
Okay.
Well pumps has been a big issue right here lately because the word table's low right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, the neat thing was, you've met Gary, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. So Gary's obviously been my partner since we started it, but he's also my father-in-law. Well, Gary actually grew up in the well business.
Okay.
So when we were sitting there talking one day about wells and everything else and well pumps and all that, you have to be, I did not know you had to be licensed to work on well pumps, and it's amazing how many people will work on those things that are not licensed and can destroy the blame things.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, I mean, you do have to be a license to work on them. The thing is about well pumps, sometimes they can be very funny because, you know, especially with what we call a shallow well pump, because, you know, with the water table being low, once that well drops about 15 to 18 feet down, you're starting to pull what I call a gravity pull. In other words, when your pump pulls up, the ground is actually pulling that pump back down. So because your water table, it's not made to pull that much suction, you know what I mean, that far down. And that's what we're getting into now. You know what I mean? It's just, I know it's everybody's like their yards and you want to irrigate and everything, but right now everybody kind of needs to be real careful if they have a 2-inch well on how much they irrigate.
I mean, now 2-inch wells, they haven't really been drilling them for a while though, have they?
No. Actually, it's law now. They can't even put a 2-inch well in. It has to go to a 4-inch well.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we're about ready for break here. I'm watching Troy. He's over there giving me the sign to wrap up this part of our segment. Why don't you go ahead and give out your phone numbers again. We're going to give out ours, and then we'll go to break. We'll come back, and I want to talk to you, I guess, about your other divisions too.
Okay. Our phone number is 1-888-867-5309. And they can reach me on web at chuck.nock@benfranklinplumbing.com.
Perfect. And this is Bill Anderson. Our company's DryZone. Our website is dryzone.com. And our phone number is 855-DRYZONE. Not 800, not 866, but 855-DRYZONE. Or locally at 302-684-5034.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew. And there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone or online at DryZone.com.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Sturmer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back, and this is Under Your Home with DryZone. I'm Bill Anderson. Jason Harmon is on a little vacation this week, but I am accompanied with Chuck Knox from Ben Franklin Plumbing and Heating. Chuck, why don't you go ahead and give out your numbers again.
1-888-867-5309.
Our number is 855-DRY-ZONE. Locally is 302-684-5034, and you can always reach us on the web at DryZone.com. So, Chuck, we talked about, before the break, we were going to talk a little bit about, like, your guys' other divisions, because you mentioned you have some more.
We actually have what we call one-hour heating and air. My one-hour heating and air guys are 1 hour. I mean, they come out for 1 hour heating and air. The same hours as we are. We have the window, just like the Ben does, affected with the 1 hour. I mean, they have their emergency call. And we also have what we call a comfort advisor. So, in other words, you don't want a service call, and basically you want somebody to look at replacing your unit. They'll come out, and they'll do an evaluation, and they'll give you a proposal and everything. The good thing about our 1 hour guys, they're all in technology. They're all quality air. They're all good. I mean, actually, we just actually bought and we're actually doing our own geothermers now. We actually got the patent here on the shore. According to what I know about it, because I don't really get involved with that part of the company, but I do know we got our own well rig. We draw our own rigs. Instead of using water, they use it's a refrigeration geothermal. They know more about that than I do, and actually, you can call the same number at 1-888-867-5309, and they can give you more information about that.
You guys have that, and I actually last summer needed somebody, and that's where, like I said, I think these radio shows are so important, because I didn't know who to call. Our HVAC went down. It was, like, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July weekend. I don't know. It was like 9 million degrees right outside. You know, I mean, it was hot. It was humid. It was sticky. Not a whole lot of rain, and our air conditioning went out, and I didn't know who to call. The normal folks who were doing a lot of heating and air conditioning for us, like if we were doing our finishing basements,
right,
they were based out of up north, so they weren't driving all the way down here on that weekend because they were so busy up there taking care of stuff. So I literally, you know, I started looking through the phone book, and that's why I said it's so important to me that you can reach a real person, because nobody wanted to call you back. I think I called like 15 companies, and I think I got one calling me back.
We get that phone call with all three three of our franchises all the time where people just says, you're the first one to answer the phone. I mean, I really don't understand that, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're big on responding and we're big on, you know, being there as fast as and quick as possible we can. Mm-hmm. We get it all the time where people says, you know, we've called four other people, you know, you're the first one to answer. Especially on the Saturdays, you know, because I guess we are a little different because we are a regular work day on Saturday. And that's the same thing with the 1 hour. And like I said, we also have the Sparky division, you know what I mean? And Charlie Hudson actually runs that. And he actually, he runs that division and he runs all the Sparky. And it's the same exact way as the other three.
So there's a common owner between...
Yes.
Gotcha.
There's actually four owners in the company. I'm one of the head service techs now. And they actually, like I said, you know, we all are in everything that each one of us does. Like if I was out there and they had a ductwork disconnected, like I said earlier, we would transfer that over and give them, come out and give them a price. So they don't have to have... Okay, most plumbers are going to say, all right, you got a ductwork disconnected. Even if they do, because most of them don't, we would tell them, and then instead of them hiring and finding an HVAC company, we actually refer them to our 1 hour division, and they would come out free of charge and give them a proposal or whatever it would take to fix the problem.
The nice part about that is, and you're going to have to completely pardon the pun, but what I hate is when you get a chuck in a truck out there who says, oh, you know, yeah, you know, while I'm down here and I'm looking at your plumbing, I noticed that some of your HVAC wasn't right, so I've got some stuff in the truck and I'd probably get it fixed for you for, right. Like, you know, oh, these other guys are going to charge you $300-$400 or whatever that, you know, the number is, and at least you guys and like we're the same way, because just because I'm down there doesn't mean I can do it,
right?
You know, I hate the companies who, like, it's a big thing with energy right now, right? I mean, everybody wants to be in energy, I guess.
Yes.
Which is fine, whatever. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it's a needed thing. Right. But then you'll get some folks in there who start doing energy, and then they'll see us and they say, oh, well, you know what? We'll stop water problems while we're in there.
Right.
They're not very good at it,
right?
They don't know how to do it. They just see us in there when they're talking about insulation and all that other good stuff. And then, you know, well, they may get into foundation repair next week because all of a sudden they weren't very good at even doing their energy or whatever, or their insulation or whatever. And then they get into our business. Well, they're not very good at it, so they can't do it well. And then they say, well, let's go ahead and get into foundation or something, you know, right. Or let's get into plumbing
and
next week.
And they're not really, you know, I mean, trained in it. And I know a little bit about HVAC, but, you know, I mean, that's why we have 1 hour for it. I mean, I'm not an HVAC technician. I'm actually a plumber. I mean, I do not do HVAC, but, you know, I mean, we do see things that's wrong. So you have specific technology, and they've been to years and been to schooling for that. They know how to do it right. They know what to do. They know if it was right to begin with. So we don't get involved in that. That's our 1 hour division. And you don't know how many times, and I'm sure you do because you do on CrossFit. How many times have we been in the crawl space and have electric wires hanging all down, you know what I mean, and just wire nutted together?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that I make my guys do, Chuck, is they actually carry the little ant probes around, and if they see water, they stick it in the water to see if it's actually alive, because when I, God, this was like, I don't know, maybe 2006, 2007, whatever it was when we first started our business, I had went in the crawl space, and there was a lot of water, and I was swimming through the water, right? I mean, there was a huge amount of water down there. It was like maybe 5 or 6 blocks, which is like, you know, a good 4 feet or whatever. Kind of quote-unquote swimming through this water that's in this crawl space, and I get up on this little hill and I see this cable coming out of the floor, right? It's going down, it's Romex, wound up with a junction box sitting on top of it. The odds of me getting electrocuted were so good that day. It was, I mean, from that minute on, I went back, I was talking with my business partner, my father-in-law, you know, and I'm like, Gary, this is a problem. And I'm like, because I'm not trying to get killed, number one. Right. And he was like, oh, well, here, Billy, just start taking this with you. And I'm like, oh, and it just looks like a pin.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what the heck is this? And he showed me, stuck it in the light socket, and he's like, there's electricity in it, you know, don't get in it. So I make all the guys carry those things with them.
Yeah, you have so many different things that you have to look at. Your crawl space, I mean, crawl spaces and in your division on your side, we see so many crawl spaces that has water constantly underneath of it. I mean, I'm not a mold specialist. We see stuff on me all in the joists and stuff, you know, I mean, we see cracked foundations. But people don't know what's underneath there and how it looks unless we go underneath there and check it. Most people is going to go underneath, you got a leak or you got a pump problem, you're going to fix your pump and you're gonna get out the door and that's it. They don't say, well, it's not my field. We're a type of company, I'd rather say, hey, all right, well, you need to call so and so and get somebody out here if it's electric or what. So they're taken care of. Is that it's their benefit.
People rely on whoever goes underneath their home a lot more than I ever thought they would. I mean, I've talked with homeowners and I'm like, the landscaper was underneath the home because they were working on their sprinkler lines or whatever. He said, I have a mold problem, and he said that I have a humidity problem down there, and I've got all these water problems down there, and he gave me this $4,000 estimate. And I'm like, the landscaper gave you an estimate. And they're like, yeah, he does crawl spaces on the side. And I'm just going like, okay, well, listen. And they're like, Billy, listen, that's the reason why we called you. You want a professional, you hire a professional. Right. So, I mean, I think a lot of homeowners, and like I said, we talk a lot about education, and we talk a lot about an informed homeowner makes an informed decision. Right. So when we go out there, I don't know if you've ever really heard the process of which we do this or not. But
no, I have not.
When a homeowner calls us up, we take the phone call, right. And that's answered by a real person, and they ask you a few short questions, and then we send you out this whole packet. And this packet, there's a book depending on the different divisions in my company, right? So we do crawl space work, whether it's waterproofing, insulation, pumps and drains, dehumidification, mold remediation. We don't really do a whole lot of mold remediation, but or foundation work or whatever. And you have this crawl space book, and then we have one for basement waterproofing. Then we have one for total home foundations.
Right.
And then we have another total basement finishing book. We send out this book, and it actually retails on Amazon for like $16.
Oh, okay.
And then it has, you know, my mission statement in there, which, you know, a lot of companies, you always hear, oh, well, we have this brand new thing this week, and it's called Wow Service. We have Wow Service, so that's why I brought it up. But, and it kind of floats around the office for a few minutes, and the managers were really excited about it, and, you know, it never really goes anywhere. So with us, everything that we put out, we truly do believe in.
Right.
So my mission statement, I stand behind it. I wrote the blame thing, and I want to make sure that everything like that I said in it is true and correct for our homeowners. So you get that in there. We have a list of referrals, and it has, you know, some different company brochures, and it has some different product brochures with an appointment card with the time and date on it, and the inspector's business card. And we call our people inspectors. I don't call them salespeople. Salespeople, it's not just that it's a negative connotation.
Right.
Our guys actually give you a real inspection, like you were talking about earlier with your company. It's actually, some companies charge for the blame things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we allow 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours for our guys to be out there talking to our homeowners and educating them.
We do the same thing. We actually call what we call an efficiency report. So when we get done, we actually be able to go over every single thing of their house, and we'll be able to tell them if it's such, if we tighten up a nut on the P-trap or something like that. That's all in there, and we explained all of them along with the pictures of what we find, so the customer sees what we did and what we did. And also, we actually flush the, if it's a 50 gallon hot water heater or whatever type of hot water heater they have, we actually flush them, because if you don't flush a hot water heater, it actually voids the warranty on them.
Now let me ask a question, because we only got a few minutes left in this episode, but I was always told that you should do that anyway, like a couple times a year, because rust forms at the bottom of it.
Correct.
That actually is true.
Yeah, yes, it is true, because you know what I mean, even if you have if you're on town water, you have a lot of calcium and a lot of hardness and stuff that builds up in the bottom of it. If you're on well water, of course, we know, and unless you have a water treatment system that's doing 100%, you know, I mean, even if it is doing 100%, you still get stuff to go by it. You know what I mean? So it always settles in the bottom.
Well, I'm assuming it's still oxidized. I mean, the tank actually oxidizes anyway, right?
You're correct.
Because you were talking about joining me next week. If Jason can't be here, maybe we'll get into more of that next week.
Okay.
But, you know, when we talk about, that's got to be, I mean, at least for us, you know how many calls we get for just water tanks that let go?
Oh, and that's it. You know, man, the thing of it is, if it's not flush, what happens, all that sits in the bottom and rusts out. And also, if you start seeing your hot water, you know what I mean, not lasting as long, that stuff is set in the bottom of the tank and built up to that top element and actually blow the element. So it's not doing efficiency for you.
All right. So next week, what we're going to talk about is how long, I guess, those tanks should actually last. What like the normal lifespan of all that stuff is. And then if we can, I'd like to talk about, because our guys actually have asked me the question lately. I know the answer, but the difference between like PVC and ABS or APS, ABS piping.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, I guess, like your old copper lines. And then I guess there's even galvanized lines too.
There's even galvanized. There's ABS, there's SDR, there's quite a few of them out there.
And then way back in the day, we had lead pipes, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All those...
all the cast iron, clay pipe, yeah.
Well, we're about out of time, so Chuck, why don't you go ahead and give your information out again?
Our phone number is 1-888-867-5309. Okay. And they can reach me on web at Chuck, C-H-E-C-K, dot knock, N-O-C-K, at BenFranklinPlumbing.com.
All right, and this is Bill Anderson. I'm with DryZone. DryZone's your local crawlspace, basement, foundation, and basement finishing contractor. You can reach us at 855-DRYZONE. Or you can reach us locally at 302-684-5034, or always on the web at bill@dryzone.com. Keep your questions coming. We get a lot of questions. Chuck, I don't know if you knew that. We get a lot of questions. Folks call in. They'll send me emails, and that's bill@dryzone.com. And maybe next week I'll try to remember to bring a couple. Folks, I appreciate it. As always, I know you have been a faithful listeners, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Thanks, Chuck.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware. Your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at DryZone.com/the duck.